Why do we get triggered? What is happening in our head and in our physiology when we get triggered? Well, the short answer to that is that it's an unresolved survival response from the past that is coming up to the surface in the present. Let me explain a bit more in details here. You'll see it's quite simple. In the past, something has happened to us which was stressful or scary or painful. So our physiology went into a survival response. You've probably heard of the fight or flight or freeze response, right? This is a survival response. This is our sympathetic nervous system preparing us for action to defend ourselves through fighting or through fleeing or through freezing, right? This creates a tremendous amount of energy in our body when that happens. And usually after the stressful events, if we have enough time and enough support, our body will discharge this survival energy. So we don't hold on to it, right? But sometimes what happens is that we don't have the time or the support that our body needs to fully discharge this survival response, all this energy that came up. So it stays in our body. And now in the present, when our child does something that somehow reminds our system of this past event, all this survival energy gets reactivated. We get back into the fight or flight or freeze response, right? We want to yell, we want to push, we want to hit, right? That's the fight response. Or we want to run and hide, which is the flight response. Or we become motionless and unable to react or to say anything. That's the freeze response, right? And it's a physiological response. It's not only in our heads, it's in our nervous system, in our muscles, our organs, and the bottom part of our brain. Right? It's just like when we get triggered, it's just like if our system was sent back to the past, but in the present moment. Right? So for example, if we have been victim of violence in our life, whether repeatedly from a caregiver when we were little, or whether it just happened once, and our system hasn't healed from this, right? If it hasn't discharged all this fight or flight energy, then in the present moment, say our toddler comes towards us with a stick in his hand, even if it's just to play, our system can get really triggered because it is reminding us of what has happened in the past. And it's not necessarily conscious that happens in our physiology, right? So while our head knows that it's only our toddler, he's only 1.5, he only's got a little stick, he can't do much harm, our system is unable to differentiate. And it will mobilize all this undischarged energy, all this fight or flight or freeze that it's been holding on from the past. It mobilizes in the present moment, right? And I remember that happening many times with my daughter. I remember getting absolutely mad at her if she would to even touch me a little bit with a stick when she was a toddler. I remember picking the stick out of her hands, throwing it across the house and yelling at her, "You never hit me again," like with very angry eyes, right? That was my stuff from the past, all my survival energy coming back into the present. And this is what a trigger is, right? Triggers are unresolved survival responses from the past coming up in the present moment, right? Now, the good news is that we can heal from that. We can heal from the past and resolve our triggers and help our body discharge this survival energy so we're not bothered by it in the present. And I've done that, of course, because it doesn't feel good to be triggered like this by my little toddler. But I think that before we do that, before we go through the healing, it's very important to understand why we get triggered, what happens to us, and to understand that we're not crazy. It's not just in our head, right? It's something from the past that is unresolved in us, right? So if you're suffering from those big triggers and those big reactions, I'm sending you a lot of compassion. I know how hard it is, and I also want you to have hope because it can heal. And I recommend you to see someone who's trained in somatic experiencing, because this type of healing needs to be done at the nervous system level, right? Talk therapy is not enough to heal from those, to discharge all the survival energy that is unresolved, right? So let me know if that makes sense to you. Let me know if you understand what can be happening to you, what have been your experience with triggers, and I will make more videos. So feel free to ask me any question on this subject. I'm sending you lots of love, and thank you for watching. You're amazing. Bye.